has set in across the country as Democrats are shocked by a startling revelation following Thursday night's debate. Joe Biden is not fit for candidacy.
DNC donors and lobbyists have called for him to step aside. The party is furiously planning as to who they will anoint before the August 7th deadline.
Meanwhile, reports coming from Camp David say that Jill and Hunter Biden are adamantly convincing the president to remain in the race.
All right, look, regardless of how this plays out, it's hard to not describe this as a complete disaster for Democrats all across the country, who, despite now knowing the true state of their candidate, will go to any lengths in order to keep Donald Trump out of office.
Sources are saying Democrats are starting to rally around who they believe might be their only legitimate chance of beating Donald Trump.
He's a lifelong Democrat. He has a proven track record of decades-long service to this country.
We finally found a candidate who can unite the country.
He knows how to work across the aisle. He knows how to weed out corruption.
He says he knows how to deal with Ukraine on day one of his presidency.
He's strong on inflation. He's strong on affordable housing.
He says he will close the border as soon as he takes office.
All the polls are saying he can take down Trump this November.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm excited about the special guest we've got coming on today, Melissa Redfield. Well, everyone knows her as her awesome books, being a phenomenal teacher, and not to mention from a godly standpoint and a Christian standpoint as well. And I had the opportunity Trump event, had the opportunity to meet Melissa, and a phenomenal human being. I want to go ahead and bring on Melissa Redfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. I'm not used to all that. I'm so used to being censored and banned. I'm not used to have somebody being nice to me now. You're going to make me cry and stuff.
Is that my official role is to go after Melissa. Is that every time we've ever been together, they make me go right after her. But the good news is I get to carry her books and I get to live up. She's so much better. So I just get to go up there and just be myself. So I'm glad you're here, Melissa.
Thank you. I'm so glad to.
Alex, you're there too. I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Alex, we're all there.
Yeah. Awesome. That's right. Yeah, it's really great to see you again.
Yes, thank you so much. Normally I'm just looking at a little monitor. It's so nice to be with my brothers and get to hang out and chat it up and, just have that camaraderie. So, we've been fighting in this battle for a long, long time. How long have you guys been in it? I've been in it since I woke up 2016 and jumped into the fray immediately. How about you guys?
I'll let Alex and Dallas go first for me. I'll tell you, mine's kind of funny. Long-winded.
Yeah, I joined Chaz live almost 4 years ago. But before that, I took a class in college called Conspiracy Theories. So I've been following the Masons and the secret societies literally since I was a little boy. But probably hardcore for 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I knew about the New World Order. I just didn't expect it to be the Bushes. Right? I didn't expect it to be, and of course I'm being called on YouTube. I got banned again on YouTube just recently. I tried to start another channel and I'm a cyber bully. Do I look like a cyber bully? Oh, come on. Look at me. I don't.
Listen, you need to come over to our network where you're censorship free.
We need to keep exactly. Moving. Exactly.
We got you. In a week we're opening up the new platform, it's done.
I wouldn't know how to act if I wasn't being censored. I'd think I was doing something wrong if I wasn't being censored. But that's good. That's a good thing, I think. It proves that I must be over the target. But yeah, they're calling me cyberbully and something else. Horrible. I'm horrible. But you never know. My name is Melissa Redpill because you never know when you're going to say something. You're like, oh, sorry, I didn't really mean to hit you with a red pill, right between the eyes. But we've been in this battle for so long that these things are obvious to us now. And so the people who are now coming on board, just beware. We might say something that kind of shocks the system, but just hang in there, you guys, especially if you're new to this game. It's tough red pills going down, but it's got to happen. Anyway, so go ahead.
I think that's the hardest part, Melissa, is that because we are awake and we can see the red pill coming from a mile away, we're like, oh, that was going to suck to swallow. Oh, it's going to be a hard one.
Choke it down. Yeah. Actually, one of the chapters in the book is called Red Pilled, and it's a story. If you don't know, if you remember in the book of Revelation, it talks about John eating this book, and it was going to be sweet going down, but then it was going to turn his tummy all sour, get him all soured up. That's him being red pilled.
That's the way I felt back in 2020 when my best friend Warren and my wife were telling me this stuff that was going on. And you got to put yourself in a position of how was it like for you realizing, hey, you know, our world is jacked up and we're being lied to every single day, about on every single thing.
Right. Right.
And you sit back and you're like, am I losing my freaking mind?
Right.
Is this really truly happening? That my wife and my best friend tell me not to take whatever they're about to come out with. Thank God. I listen.
Thank God.
But I've walked now, you know about my father, obviously, passing on with all this crap going on. But since then, I've lost 18 family members between me and my wife. And now we're about to go to 19.
Miraculously, our family members were against it. Thankfully, I was able to talk my mom out of it, and she talked Papa George out of it, thank God, because my mom is highly allergic. I mean, you look at her and she's allergic, you know, and I don't think she'd be with us if she agrees, you know. So I'm so thankful. We've had funny thing, you know, and they're not really all red pilled and awake, you know, not everyone in our family, but they all said nope, not doing that. You know, that's what's so shocking, especially with, you know, especially the African-American community. You would not have expected them, after what happened in Tuskegee, you would not expect them to just trust the government. That's what's right. It's so, there's no accounting for, you know, what someone can, you know, believe or not believe. And this is really what it boils down to, is that, you know, we were chosen to be awake. And I want everyone to realize, if you're awake, it's just the grace of God that you're awake. And God chose us. Because, you know, for this battle, he awakened us not just so we would be, you know, but that we would join in and fight. And that's what, there's another chapter, the 144,000. I believe those are the chosen warriors in the book of Revelation. So my thing for those of you who don't know me, and you're talking about my books, I'm the accidental author. I did not mean to write a book. I am not really an author. I'm a teacher of kids. And so now I have like 100,000 kids on my channel. They're just grown up, you know. And so everyone, we're all learning together. And so I began to realize, hey, this new world order that, you know, Punisher was just talking about, that is the beast of Revelation. That is the Antichrist. And I know that might be a big old giant red pill. I'm sorry. I don't know any other way to say it except to say it. But we know they're the anti-freedom. They're anti-justice. They're anti-love. They're anti-everything good. Antithetical to Christ. And we know that they worship Satan. You know, hello, if people don't know that. I was just actually talking to a girl yesterday. I was getting my toes done, and the sweet little Vietnamese lady, and she had remembered we'd had another conversation. She's like, oh, you're the lady with the channel, you know. And so I was trying to help her to understand that this is the Communist Party. It's the same thing. So, you know, you might have to use a different term with different people. Some people might not like to be, you know, to be the Antichrist. But if you say this is the Communist Party that we're fighting against, and this is basically King George was a communist. You know, right. we just got back. I know I'm jumping around a little bit. We just got back from Ireland, England, and Scotland. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but most of our forefathers came from there fighting the New World Order back in the day. You know, whatever they want to call it, King George. And, you know, the Culloden and William Wallace and all that, we were fighting so hard. We actually got to go to Culloden. I don't know if you know about Culloden, but that's where our forefathers, most of them, you know, just about got decimated. The ones who didn't die in the battle, they ended up, those of you who watch Outlander, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be like, you actually were at Culloden, you know. I'm like, yes, this is where our forefathers, if they didn't die, it was worse than death when they were put in prison. In Balmoral Prison. And so our forefathers said, we got to get the heck out of here because they're going to kill us every one. And of course, then we have come over here and we end up fighting them from here. But, you know, God had a whole plan. My thing with with piecing all this together, because again, you know, I've been teaching God's word to kids for 40 years. I'll tell you, if you teach kids, you better know your stuff, because they can sniff out a, you know, if you don't know your stuff. And so, right. And so, you know, and I've also recorded, you might not know this, I recorded 900 scripture songs. I literally have 900 scripture songs, so I could sing so much of the word. And you know, each one of us, the Lord has been preparing us for years, more than we can imagine. If you look back and all the gifts, the talents, the understanding, the things that you've researched that you have right now at your disposal, it's not by accident. The Lord has been preparing us for years to do this. And so my thing is to look at how this is biblical. If you know about the 17 board, it says on there 9 times, this is biblical. And that's what caused me to go, hey, wait. What do you mean this is biblical? And I began to realize, hey, I need to look into this. And that's when I said, okay, Lord, I've never taught the book of Revelation. I've never touched it. I never messed with it. I didn't understand it. I'm not going to go there. And so I said, okay, now it's time. And he had me, you know how it is, when God's putting something on your heart to do, there's nothing to do but do it. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing. He won't give you a minute's rest until you actually get the job done. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, you tell me, because everything I'm researching, you know, I'd research about the Masons, or I'd research about the Titanic, or I'd research about, you know, the Federal Reserve, or research about whatever topic. And I could always find some information that rang true in my heart. And I'm like, okay, you toss something out. That doesn't make any sense. But then whenever I would research something about Revelation, I'd be like, this is not right. This is not ring true. This is not, you know, I've been connecting dots, and these puzzle pieces you're having to sort and force fit. I'm like, that doesn't work. Okay, right. Another side story. Yep. Just went on this wonderful trip, right, to Scotland and learning about our heritage. And I just did a video on it. If you guys want to see about that, going to the Hill of Tara. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. But anyway, a really good friend of mine was on the trip with us, and she was trying to convince me. She says, well, I don't think you're right. I think you're full of baloney on end times. I said, okay, fine. Then tell me the truth about end times. Okay, fine. And I'm not going to try to force my will on you, or force my opinion on you. And so I think this is a really good idea for you to do on any topic. Just say, okay, please tell me what your thoughts are on X topic. And so she began to talk. And the more she began to talk, the more she began to realize her way was a bunch of baloney. You know, everything that they told us about end times is fear-mongering,
right.
and it's to lead us, just to get us deceived. And so the great thing is with my books, and I'm not trying to sell a bunch of books. It's not about selling books. The books are $2.99, the cheapest way I could get them on Amazon. I'm trying to just get the truth out. I've got 1,000 videos where I go into all the detail about end times. And we've just been doing a study guide to going chapter by chapter by chapter. And there's no extra pieces. Have you ever put together a table and you've got like, I have extra pieces left over? You know, there's no extra pieces, right?
That was a bolt.
Right. There's no missing pieces. There's no pieces. You have to kind of, okay, shave this off or whatever to jam it in. It all fits and it all makes sense. And I, like I said, I'm the girl who never touched the book of Revelation. But the nuts and bolts of it are, the good news is that we've identified our enemy. It says that the day would come when we would identify who our enemy is. We all realize who we're fighting. This horrible, satanic, criminal, mafia, cabal worldwide. This is the beast of Revelation, called the Antichrist, the, you know, all this. This is who we're fighting. We would wake up, there'd be the great awakening, and that the Lord would choose an army. And that's us. And it's a bunch of digital soldiers. And thank God we're not going to a field somewhere to have a tactile war. You are fighting right there from your phone or from your laptop or just emailing people or talking to people or whatever. We're fighting with truth. And we're going to defeat this enemy. And the wonderful thing is we're going to cast them out. When it says one left and one taken, the ones taken are taken to Gitmo. They're taken.
Well, I'm right there.
They're taken to judgment. And that this is the retribution. I'm happy about retribution. This is why I'm a cyber bully, because I love retribution.
I think you just love this movie that we're seeing right here in front of us, and people think that's really Biden, that you're seeing on the television. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Well, I just posted something today. I don't know what the truth is about who this person is. I don't know. I just know one thing. He's over there saying he's crazy. What if that's his way of getting his get out of jail free card?
Well, you hear what Roger Stone said today with either day or it was late last night with Alex Jones, that they're anticipating some type of Biden assassination, fake Biden assassination of some sort. That's a scenario that we've kind of been painting as maybe somewhat of a scare event of some degree. But at the same time, my belief level is there's not going to be an election come November because of some type of scare event that I feel is going to take place in order to keep control with fear. Because outside of that, there's no way they blatantly cheat to the world, and everybody can see that. Everybody, now more people are awake than ever, and we had to see this twice, to my understanding, and I think we're here now, and I've got to ask you this question. I meant to ask Shemaine last night. We had Shemaine Nugent on last night, but I'm going to ask you, if it's okay, in your personal opinion, who do you think Trump is going to pick for the VP?
Oh, now, you know what? I don't even think it matters. I really don't. I really haven't spent 2 minutes thinking about it because I don't even think it matters. But I think that I wouldn't be surprised either way. I would not have expected what happened last time, that they would have stolen it and President Trump would have left. But I see now how they've used this to expose this and to awaken the people. The people weren't ready for there to be the military action at that point. Bottom line, we know that the military is the only way. I wouldn't be surprised if we get through the whole thing and Biden stays in there. And that either way, I think they're going to cheat. They're not going to say. I would be shocked if they said President Trump won this time. I really would be.
Yeah. And they're already starting the cheat now.
Exactly.
And they're doing it out in the open.
Exactly.
some circles that I've been talking with on a regular basis, there's somewhat of a consensus that they own the systems. They've got the machines. They've got the process. They can get you over. Look what they did in the UK. Like 80% of the people are not on the left, but yet the left overwhelmingly had a landslide.
And in France?
And in France.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a lot of behind the scenes talk that because we don't have control of that system, they're gonna let Trump win, because if he loses, then all the conspiracy theories have been proven true.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, and then that would be obvious to people because they're like, okay, you know what? There's no way Biden won. I personally hope that Biden stays in. Because that's so obvious when everyone says, okay, there's no way he won. And then they would be saying, okay, yes, we need to have the military come in because this is clearly fraud. And and I'm not having to convince people that it's fraud. They know of their own, in their own mind.
Yeah, but the great thing about what you're talking about in terms of what you're doing and how you're educating people is that, we've been talking for years about all these kinds of theories and notions. Well, they're all coming true. And the beauty of it is that now on the left, we're seeing they're openly going crazy about everything that's going on.
It's fun.
And everything that they've been doing is coming back to bite them. And yet we still know that there's going to be a group of people that no matter what you show them, even in front of them, they're not going to believe it. And we're in that revelatory time in history where even if it were so, the elect would be deceived. And that's actually what we're seeing right now.
Right. Well, I'm so glad you said that, Alex, that it's revelation. If there's any time in history that there's revelation, it's now. Because so much has been revealed to so many people. And even, it was something I just posted this morning about, half or last night, 50% of the African Americans in this study group were for Trump. I mean, that's shocking. If it's at the 50% level at this point, and it will go nowhere but up, for this great awakening. And so this is what's so cool is that, the Bible talks about, there being this group. And I was going to read to you guys from Joel chapter 2, because it's so encouraging to see what we're seeing right, on that we've been learning together, and to see it in God's word. So let me just show you, read in Joel chapter 2. It says it's a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. Okay, there's a lot of confusion, right? Mm-hmm. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has ever been seen before or will ever be seen again. And that's you, patriots. That's all of our patriots together that we are like, and this is actually why I have on the book. This is the main book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. There's that dawn spreading across the mountains. That's the, you know, that we, that is us, that we are this mighty army that just appeared. It seemingly out of nowhere, but the whole reason that we appeared is because the Lord tapped you on the shoulder. And the thing mm-hmm. is, it's not all quote Bible believers. I talk to Christians and they're just the most asleep because there's another layer of deception. The church is highly religion. Controlled, and they love the Lord. I'm not saying that they don't love the Lord. They do, but there's a control construct in the church that is, you can't bust through that thing. It's a matrix right there. But here you see this amazing thing in Revelation 14. It talks about this army that appears, and that there's 144,000 hand-selected. If you notice behind me, this Omer bundle. This is a bundle of grain. And remember, you see it way back in the back. In the Omer festival, we've been keeping the Hebrew festivals. And the Lord told us to every, on the day of resurrection, the Easter Sunday, we're supposed to start counting the Omer. You count one at a time. And for 49 days, or 7 weeks, you count the Omer. And on the 50th day is the Pentecost. So on that, think of that as you are an Omer. He hand-selected you. He hand-selected each one. Think of a field filled with this barley grain that they're the first ones to awaken. The first ones, and they get plucked up to go, okay, you are my first ones to awaken. The first fruits is the Bible, what the Bible calls it. And then after that, you have the full harvest. And that's what we're about to see. It says this in Revelation 14, that this great harvest, and that's basically everyone will wake up. We've been, it says this on the board, that this great awakening will happen. And so, but the other harvest, do y'all remember what this the other harvest was?
Which one?
In Revelation 14, I'm testing you guys. You might not remember. It's okay. The second harvest is the grapes of wrath, and that's the second harvest. Once imagine this. This makes perfectly good sense. You have everyone awakened. Okay, here we've been awakened all these years, and all of a sudden, imagine everyone else awakens, except maybe the small percentage who are just so brainwashed they can't. But then after that, you've got the grapes of wrath. Then you can go in and crush these grapes and take them to judgment. This is exactly what President Trump talks about, that there's going to be retribution. And they're openly talking about him bringing a guillotine and, you know, bringing down judgment. And they're so panic-stricken and they're so afraid. And they're openly talking about it because that's exactly what he's going to do. And I think it's incumbent upon us to talk about this and explain, yes, we want judgment to fall on these people because they're criminals. And I hope that this won't allow this whole charade that Biden is playing, whether he is Looney Tunes or not Looney Tunes, he still must face judgment. Mm-hmm. And that's, that's one of our big things that unfortunately the American people have become so soft and you know, unwilling to really, you know, bring down the hammer. But I think that when you hear, you know, all this about the children, like Tara Rodas has been on my channel, when you hear about that, I think people will be ready to unleash judgment. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I actually said that yesterday. The two things that I think are going to be the hardest for people to accept are the children and the lies in religion. Not faith, but in religion.
It's great religion.
And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I think that's where that second part of that happens. And it's, there is no, you know, they say, you know, even the good ones, Lord, Lord, I did these miracles and I cast out demons and I did all this. I fed the poor. I took care of the widows. And Jesus stands up and says, depart from me, for I never knew you. There's going to be a whole lot in that grapes of wrath. I like that. There's going to be a whole lot that are holier than holy. And
right. Right. And so,
there's a reason why it's called the remnant.
Yes. You know, the Lord just gave me something about the remnant the other day. Can I share that with y'all? I never really understood.
Is this what you just put here at the bottom here? I'll go ahead and hit that for you.
What is it?
What you're sharing right now? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sharing the screen right now. Am I sharing the screen? Am I?
Yeah, I it's on there. It's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So I didn't understand about the remnant. It just didn't make sense to me. Okay, so you guys have maybe never sewn a dress. Has anybody ever sewn anything before?
My grandmother has.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I've stitched a hole.
Okay, right. That doesn't count. Okay, so imagine you've got this whole big piece of cloth out, and then you've got a pattern that you put on top, and you cut around the dress or shorts or whatever you're cutting, and then you've got all these little pieces that are left over. Those are the remnants. See, those are just like tossed and thrown in the garbage. And so I always thought, well, we don't want to be the ones thrown in the garbage. We want to be the main cloth. And what the Lord helped me to understand was the remnants were those that were scattered all over the earth. One of the things that is really crazy important to understand is that Israel, the northern tribes of Israel and the southern two tribes of Judah, were scattered throughout the entire world. This is gigantically important, okay? And if you look in the book of James and in the book of 1 Peter, this is in your Bible. I didn't go and put this in there last night. It says that they're both writing to the scattered tribes of Israel. You are an Israelite. You are. This is not just this little group of people over in the Middle East. We are Israelites. When you look at the Bible and it says this is promised to Israel, this is to you. It makes me nuts when someone says, oh, well, that promise is just to those people in the Middle East. No, this is the promise to you. All these promises are for us. It says that Israel will return to our land. It's not talking about this little group going back into the Middle East. It's talking about you and me will have a land where we can be free. My dear friend wants to have freedom in Iran. She came over here because she couldn't live in Iran anymore. It was just horrible. I said, you will be able to go back. I don't want you to go back because I love you so much, but you're my dear friend. But if you want to go back and be there and live in freedom in your land, in freedom, this is what the land is talking about. We already know about, you know, the Act of 18, what is it, 71, whatever, but they made us under the law of sea and the maritime law and all that. Right. But this is the law of the land is where you're a free man with the standing on the land, like when the wings were plucked out of the lion and they became a man standing on the land. Remember that with Daniel? I talk about all this on my channel. I know I'm going fast and it's all in my books. It's all in my books. But anyway, that's the whole point is we're the first country to have this freedom.
That's a really, really excellent point. In terms of my lineage, well, I'm Sephardic. And so there's a lot of things that because of my lineage, I kind of get right out of the gate. But the thing is the Lord God chose Israel to be his people. And this is the blessing that the United States have that I think most people are just really missing. The United States really is the only country, the only nation in the world that actively stood up and said, we choose God. And so that is largely why we have been blessed the way we have been blessed.
Yes.
And the reason why we're seeing what's happening now is because as a nation, our hearts have turned from God. And now we have, you know, father against father, brother against brother, and we see all the chaos that's happening in that fall. So it really boils down to this simple, just in Deuteronomy, it's as simple as the blessing and curses.
Right.
Live like this and you shall be blessed. Live like this and guess what? You'll be cursed. And even to, you know, multitude of generations. And it's very clear that that's the time that we're living in right now.
Well, and I kind of think of the ones that the Lord is angry with is not the poor sheep that have been deceived and tricked and fooled and right. I believe it's these ones at the top, the ones who are the deceivers, not the poor foolish sheep. You know, he's coming to rescue his sheep, his bride, his people. He's coming to rescue us. The problem is, you know, I don't think the Lord is angry with America. I don't think he, I think he's angry with the shepherds, the false shepherds, as it talks about in, you know, in his word, the false leaders, the prostitute, as it talks about in the book of Revelation, those who've prostituted themselves and said, we're going to use our positions of authority to take over America. You know, and so one of the beautiful things, another beautiful thing. So anyway, but back to the remnant, we are the scattered ones. It says that he's written this to the lost tribes of Israel. You know, when I went over to Scotland, I don't know if you know that the people there were called Jacobites. And that's because they were the descendants of Jacob. And there's we went to the Hill of Tara. If you haven't studied the Hill of Tara, you've got to go on my channel and look it up. It's amazing. And so Jeremiah brought over Tiatefi and Skoda, the two princesses of King Zedekiah. Remember, Zedekiah was hauled off to Babylon and his two sons were killed before his eyes. And they thought, we've snuffed out the line of Judah. But what they didn't know was the Zara line. And Zara is all throughout Ireland. You'll see Zara here and Zara there, and they don't realize why. The line of Zara had come to Ireland. The Lord had said in Jeremiah chapter 1, he says, I'm going to transplant my people. Why would he transplant his people? Because the Baal worship, the Baal worshipers, the Jezebel and all them, they're doing the same thing then that they're doing now. He says, I cannot have this. The people are getting sucked into this evil. And so they got taken over, the first line of Judah was already in Ireland, and Harriman ended up marrying Tiatefi, like British tea. That's where the British tea comes from, T-E-A. And they were coronated on the Hill of Tara. I was actually right on the Hill of Tara. You look on my channel, you'll see I'm standing here. It's actually a green figure eight. Literally a green figure eight on this Hill of Tara. And they call it the Hill of all the Celtic kings, but it's actually the Judah kings. The Judah kings. And then the Lord says, I'm going to uproot it and transplant it again. And I believe he's transplanted it into America. If you look at our presidential seal, we have the symbols of Manasseh, the tribe of Manasseh. Remember, Joseph had two sons. These two sons were adopted by Jacob. Remember, Joseph had the coat of many colors. His people, mm-hmm. And were y'all graced in church where you sang the little song, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight, right? This is all the colors of the rainbow are Israel. Whether you are a physical progeny of Israel or whether you are adopted in a branch that's been grafted in, you are the tribes of Israel. What did Abraham say? He says, you're an Abraham seed by faith. Either way, it's your faith that matters. Your physical progeny doesn't really matter. But the point is, we have been scattered as this remnant all over the world. And so don't let anyone steal your heritage. They don't want us to understand our destiny. The last quick thing I want to say about the Omer is, remember I was telling you, you're hand selected for this day. God chose you for this day. He woke you up for this day so that you would fight and use the gifts that he has implanted in you. But we were doing the counting of the Omer every day. This is the first week of the Omer. This is the first week and the first day. This is the first week and the second day. We count it every day. And because I believe this is our heritage, this is the Lord said to keep all these festivals perpetually. Well, we're counting, and you never know why. When God tells you to do something and you're obedient, you don't know why, but we're obeying him and we're doing it. All of a sudden, we're like, Omer, Omer, America. This is who we are. We are the bundle of grain. We're the blessing bundle. Just like Joseph, he saved the world because all the brothers' bundles bowed down to his bundle. We are the amber waves of grain. We will save the world. The Lord has chosen us for this day. The whole world, we know this. The world is counting on America. They're not counting on a little country in the Middle East. They're counting on America, because if America falls, it's over. It's over. Yep. And the wonderful thing is, the Lord, just as he promised, he's confirmed that covenant with us, as he promised in Daniel chapter 9. He promised that he would confirm this covenant, that he would come back. The Lord Jesus says, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. And the age is 2,000 years. He promised he would return, and he would awaken us. He would explain to us what was going on because now we've got people all over the world. We've got people in Fiji. We've got believers in Venezuela. We've got people just like on your channel. I'm sure you have people like mine all over the world who are awakened, and that's our job, is to help awaken more and more people, helping them to give them the information so they can share this truth with their people. And so this is what's absolutely shocking and amazing. Just like, remember Ezekiel and all the dead dry bones in the field? He's like, can these bones live? He's like, you only know, Lord. And the Lord said, go and speak to the spirit. And he said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it. I'm just obeying the Lord. And he spoke, and the bones started to come together. And what did they raise up? Remember the sinew came on them? And they rose up a mighty army. That's us. That's us. It's a mighty army of awakened ones. And then the next thing is that we're going to cast them in, the evil ones, out. And it says that we will rule and reign with him. What does that mean? We're going to be in positions of authority, you guys. Whether you are good at this thing or that thing or the other thing, whatever is your expertise, you're going to get to do that role. So that it says, the Bible says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Everything will be run right. Can you imagine the DMV run right? Imagine.
The thing about Melissa is
that you've gone too far, Melissa. You've gone too far.
I know, exactly. Sorry, that's no way.
But what you're talking about is for such a time as this. And you can even liken it to, we're in training. We're in training camp right now. And this life is but a vapor, and it's going to be over, and we're going to be back home. But I think we're also seeing the Cyrus anointing coming and converging with the Esther anointing, and it is for such a time as this.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I'm so glad you said that too, because it's I'm trying to give hope to those who you know, have gotten sick and who think that their life is just about over. And I want to encourage you guys with this amazing passage in Isaiah 65. Go and look in Isaiah 65. Now, everybody go to the NLT version. That is the easiest one to understand, in my opinion. You can compare it to King James. You can compare it to whatever version you like. But the NLT, I think, is the easiest one to follow. And listen to this passage in Isaiah 65, verse 20. No longer will babies die when only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. We're going to have life extension. This is not just somewhat, you know, maybe, you know, some conspiracy theorist is talking about. This is biblical. We're going to have long lives just like they had before the flood. We're going to have long lives. We have been, the cures, the healing has been squelched. You know, I don't know if you know, if you guys have followed my channel, but my mother was so sick. She was on the couch. All she could do was just barely make it to the bathroom. And I was afraid this was curtains. I said, Lord, please. I cannot tell you how many people have been healed on my channel. It's amazing. It's like Jesus time. I said, Lord, please show me. I know the answer's out there. I know the healing is out there. Please show me. And he did. And my mother is completely healed. She was taking 3 opioids a day. She's now not taking aspirin. She's not taking any of these drugs. She's completely well. And you know, we're going to have, our youth will be renewed like the eagles. Can you imagine if you're not old at 100? How about that? How about Methuselah time, 900 and something years? The Bible says in Revelation 20, it says that there'll
We've got about 1 minute left.
Oh gosh. Okay. Jubilee says they will return to the old statutes, and their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is what the Bible says. Clearly. Okay. Go to my channel, freedomforce.live, you guys, freedomforce.live, and also check out the books. I've got the audio books on there, so you can hear this wonderful truth. I'm trying to squeeze it all into, you know, just this short amount of time. But anyway, so if you go to, do you see that screen I'm sharing? This is my Amazon. This is the Amazon right there. They're all in there for $2.99. So this one is basically the decode of the Book of Revelation. That one's that right there. End times and 1,000 years of peace. That one has 100,000 have gotten that book, and it has like 3,000 reviews on it. The Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That's where I go into Joel and Habakkuk and Zephaniah, how God promised that this was going to happen, and all these Bible stories are happening before our eyes, you guys. This is like we're crossing the Red Sea into the Promised Land. We're going into we're going to have just, you know, going around the walls of Jericho and bring down the Canaanites and all that. So anyway, that's what I do on my channel. So come join with me. I think you'll really enjoy it, you guys.
Hey, we really appreciate you, Melissa. God bless you.
Thank you
for everything you do in the movement.
Thank you. Thank you. Good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.